Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Did Princess Beatrice send Harry and Meghan a message? The Duchess of York announced her pregnancy announcement on Harry and Meghan's third anniversary, and a royal expert said that was no mistake. Duncan Larcombe told Fabulous magazine, "A great deal of care is taken over the timings of major announcements, such as royal pregnancies, and it is extremely unlikely diary staff were unaware of the significance of the day for Harry and Meghan. You have a relatively large window of opportunity to announce a pregnancy. An anniversary date is set in stone." Harry biographer Angela Levin thinks last week's bonkers comment could hurt Harry's popularity in the States. She tweeted, "Could Harry's unfortunate use of the word bonkers when asked about the First Amendment start the decline of his popularity in the USA? Royal author and commentator Robert Jobson replied, "Perhaps not the best choice of word for somebody so aware of mental health issues." Harry's brother is not happy with him. A royal source told the Daily Mail, "Prince William is, of course, saddened by the recent developments because of the way Prince Harry is putting such deeply personal pain into the public domain, invading all the family's privacy. It is fair to say that even now, William does privately have conversations about the relationship with his father, which has been strained in the past. There was much hurt after his mother's death, and both brothers at times found their father's commitment to his work difficult to comprehend." PureWow.com suggests that the reaction by Charles, or rather the lack of reaction, is very telling. A reporter asked Charles, "Sir, do you agree with Prince Harry about the suffering and pain in the family? Have you read his comments?" Charles ignored the question. Harry and Meghan have called in liquidators to wind up the charity formerly known as Sussex Royal and renamed MWX Trading in their latest apparent shift away from their old life in Britain. The Mirror reports the application to liquidate the charity was made on May 18th, according to filings on Companies House. You may recall Harry and Meghan were ordered by the Queen not to use royal titles in their charitable and commercial branding. The Sussex Royal logo featured Meghan and Harry's initials intertwined with a crown. Filings show Sussex Royal was renamed MWX last year, and directors including Meghan stepped aside from the charity. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Forbes was among those critical of Harry, writing, "It's important for us not to lose sight of Harry's larger turn here. He's a man who, at 10, lost his loving, generous, and very popular mother. Admirably, he's not shy about talking that out. An integral part of Harry's enduring popularity in Britain is that he's forthright about these things, including the yawning chasm that the early tremendous loss left in his young life. His directness and ease of connection with the British public follows that of his mother. It's not the least of the reasons that his departure from the monarchy was so deeply and publicly felt in Britain. He was beloved, and in a way remains so. Not coincidentally, according to a YouGov poll taken in March, his numbers have dipped, but not fallen off a cliff post-Oprah. Though he is viewed negatively now for the first time in his life by a majority of Britons, some 48%, and viewed positively by a close minority of 45%. His positive number took a drop of some 15% after the March interview. What he then said remains not popular in Britain. Britons thought it a bit much, and they don't want the Queen hurt. As we might expect, Harry's staunchest supporters are young. He's still viewed positively by some 59% of Britons between 18 and 24. He's viewed negatively by 69% of Britons over 65. The point is this. Although the British have grown quite tired of it and consider it whiny, Prince Harry's and Meghan Markle's clear desire to talk about themselves through the prism of who in the family or in the press might have wronged them as working royals has not worn thin in America yet. At a certain point, the couple will have to change tack and move off that narrative, if for no other reason than it will play out. They will also age, and that will matter too in their new, low American celebrity incarnation. The obvious remedy is to become good at what they have cut deals to do, namely to be producers of content that matters in one way or another. But the pair have a long road to travel, to become even a minor approximation of Sir David Attenborough. Sir David did not become Sir David by chatting about himself. But People spoke with Harry's former military training partner, Dean Stott, who said there is a Harry which People haven't seen. People tells us Stott first met Harry in August 2007 in North Yorkshire, England, when they were both enrolled in a forward air controllers course. When Harry, known in the military as Second Lieutenant Wales, asked a question in one early session, Stott couldn't resist a quip. "I sort of made a jokey comment, much to the dismay of the rest of the staff," the Sergeant Major said. "You two are partnered up for the 6 weeks." "I never saw Harry as a member of the royal family, but as a soldier, an officer. I really got to see the Harry people haven't seen. That's how we bonded." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue and good times.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.